What up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. And listen, bitch, we need to talk. Okay. I have not monetized this podcast, meaning you don't have to listen to commercials, all the things. And I am bringing just an incredible flow of energy for you to be able to feed off of, to make some shifts in your life, to elevate to that next vibration, to just feel better. And I need you to do something for me, okay? Because it shouldn't be free, right? Like, this shouldn't be free. So we have to have an exchange. And an energetic exchange for me right now would be for you to leave a review on the podcast. My husband tells me today, okay, because he's a podcast junkie. He listens to a lot. And he peeps out, you know, it'll suggest podcasts under my podcast. And so he clicks on one today. And he said they have one episode up, and it has 26 reviews. And I'm like, what? What is happening? Bitch, I know you guys are listening. We are bringing in a solid 300 to 400 listens 5 days a week. Solid. So I know you hear me. I know you're out there. I don't know what you're afraid of. Maybe like you don't want me to know it's you, but I can, you know, most of the time I can tell who is listening. And maybe you don't want to help me out. You just want the things. And I guess I can respect that too. I mean, you don't have to. I'm not going to stop doing it because you don't choose to support me. But I would just appreciate it, bitch. Love or hate it. I just want a review. And then I want you to share this with a friend or loved one. Let them know what's going on. I can't reach people that I don't know. And you're like that big connector for us. So whatever you could do, just share the podcast. Make sure you leave a review. Make sure you're following so you don't miss an episode. I usually do a quick teaser of my topic on TikTok every day. And then I post that in Facebook. I also have a Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post your daily journal prompts. I'm excited about today's topic because I feel like it's fitting for a Tuesday, right? You get through Monday, but it's still not Wednesday and it's not baby Friday and it sure the fuck isn't Friday. So you're just kind of feeling like, ugh. And this is the thing. We are living in a state of overwhelm. Like, we just get overwhelmed. We are going, going, going. Everything is a lot more fast paced now that we are, you know, connected in all these ways. It's like we're being pulled in 100 different directions. So life is literally becoming more demanding. That's it. Not only with just work, but then you start adding in your personal family needs. Absolutely, people are feeling like we're in over our heads. And what's really fucked up about this situation is that once we start feeling like we're getting overwhelmed, we dig the hole of overwhelm even deeper because our response is, okay, let's work harder, let's work longer, instead of like slowing down. And this is a toxic trait I've seen in MLM. There's a lot of hustle culture. And sometimes you have to take a step back and just get refocused and find a new way of doing things. And it's something I've learned, like working with women, the hustle culture, I think work is necessary, but when you're in a state of overwhelm, you're only going to paralyze yourself. That's it. And so you get in this rut of overwhelm and you start digging that hole of overwhelm. And over an extended period of time, you're literally slowing down your mental capacity. Like, you're fucking with your brain now. You start becoming forgetful. You start feeling confused. You start having difficulty concentrating. Like, you're losing your ability to think logically. And now, so you're overwhelmed, okay? And now you're hurting yourself even more because you're just impairing your mind. It can't have room to just catch its breath and recalibrate where you need to go. So all of a sudden you get really frustrated. Now your brain starts racing. That's it. And it's not easy to problem solve. Too many demands on our thinking causes cognitive fatigue. Now you're going to be more prone to distractions and definitely not going to have any clarity when it comes to forming thoughts or making decisions. All of this is going to make you less effective, and then you're feeling even more overwhelmed. That's it. You're in a fucking hamster wheel of overwhelm, and you think you have to do more to make things happen. And that's not true. So today we're just going to talk about simplifying your life. I think this is important for just kind of, you know, beginning week chat. I hope your Monday was beautiful. I know mine was just pretty simple. I did a bunch of chores I put off on Sunday. Then I still did my Monday chores. Actually got my nails done. You guys, I've been living 2 weeks ago. I went and got a bougie ass set of nails that were like 3-inch claws. I don't get to keep them very often because I still have little kids. I still have a lot of chores to do. I'm still bartending 3 nights a week. And then I have a naked kitten that I have to give obsessive pets to, you know, most all hours of the night, and bathing. So it's really hard to function with them. So I knew it was, you know, Valentine's Day, my birthday week, all the things. I went ahead and went bougie, and I loved it so much. But I'm very happy to, you know, today I went and got my nails back to normal. So we're back to just, you know, the shorty shorts, and it's very nice. Like, I could button my pants now without a little bit of a struggle. And having stiletto, it's like they're really sharp, pointy fingernail. Like, they tend to break easily, and I always break them. And I went 2 weeks without breaking that shit, but I was careful as hell, and everything was a struggle. So today was pretty basic for me. And then my college girl's home, my youngest one, and she's like, "Mom, I want to go for a run." So I pulled out the bike and got in some miles on the mountain bike. My second time in 2 weeks. Not bad. It wasn't an 8 mile excursion, thank God, because my ass, literally when I sat on this bike seat, I'm like, oh shit, I did not miss that. Like, my ass is still sore from the seat in the spots where my ass hit the seat. So it's pretty interesting. But today was phenomenal. I love Mondays. I hope you guys tuned into the Microdose Monday podcast. I am obsessed. Make sure you are signed up for my emails at brandonlinette.com. And let's get to it, bitch. Simplify your life. When you are stressed out and you can't seem to find a moment of peace, then you probably live in my house. I'm just kidding. Six kids, bitch. It gets a little crazy. Okay. But this is the truth. You need to simplify your life. We make our lives more difficult than they need to be, 100%. Okay. So, bitch, this is your message today to dial it the fuck down and make things simpler. Your stress levels will fall rapidly and your life becomes more enjoyable. We think that everything is of equal importance in our lives, but there's some great ways to evaluate what really matters so we can gain a new perspective on life. And I'm going to be honest. One of the questions when I have a client who is going through overwhelm, it was a question that my mentor asked me a few years ago. And it was, what would you be willing to cut off your plate? Like, if your plate is so full and you're overwhelmed and you can't make it another day, what are you willing to give up? And I knew for myself, there was nothing. There was nothing. I've committed to my family. I've committed to clients. I've committed to the work that I do. I've committed to the pets. I've committed to all of the things. Committed to myself. What I had to do was change my perspective, because sometimes it's not just always doing all the things. It's what we think about doing all the things that fucks us up. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I'm going to give you six, you know, simple ways to just simplify shit. Okay. Number one, and that is to determine what is important. I want you to make a list of all the activities you have going on in your life right now. Look at the first 4 or 5, what you would say is the most important, and make sure that you are putting more of your energy into those things. It's the first 4 or 5 things on your life, such as like your relationship, your, you know, your self-love, your family, work. This should get the most emphasis on a day-to-day basis. Once you make this list, it's a whole lot easier to see where you're spending most of your time and where you should be spending time. Okay. And then I want you to reconsider your commitments. There's so many times that we are just literally simply overcommitting ourselves. So I want you to look at the extras in your life and see how they align with the things that are most important to you. This should line up with the list you're making. If there are things that you are committed to doing that you don't enjoy or don't add meaning to your life, consider giving them up. You can reduce your stress and make your life more relaxed when you release yourself from commitments that are only tying you down. And bitch, this is a tough one for people, okay? You have to say no. You have to learn to say no. And so many times when we're stressed, it's because we don't know how to say no to the people in our lives. Saying no to kids, well, that's easy for me. Saying no to kids, saying no to family, saying no to friends, and even the boss is important. Literally, people I work with, I'm like, you have to say no. You have to set your boundaries. Literally with family, you have to set boundaries. I know it's fucking hard, but you can say it nicely or delegate the request to another capable person. If you're finding it difficult to stay firm, remember that you're not Superman, okay? You can't take on the world by yourself. And sometimes what you have going on already feels like the whole fucking world. So don't let anybody tip the balance in the scales in your life because you don't want to hurt their feelings. Set the boundary. If it's not someone that is lifting you up or making you feel more inspired, or just if it's not benefiting you in a way that makes you feel good, say no. And then you've got to simplify your work. Every day when you're at work, you probably have like a fucking 10-page to-do list. And in reality, there are things that just aren't all that important that aren't worth the effort. And there are going to be some things that you'll never get around to. That's okay. Accept the fact and reevaluate your activities to determine what is essential, and then you just do away with the rest. Something that I have found that helps me is involve the family. There is as much to do at home as there is at work. And I get into this zone of like, okay, I have too much to do. I start delegating things to the kids, and I just kind of have to release that idea of perfection, because no one's going to do it like you, mama. No one's going to do it like you. But get the family involved. Even my, you know, my 4-year-old, like her chore, she gets very excited. I have a bunch of fucking throw pillows and throw blankets on my couch at all times. And I really like when they're straight and organized. Okay. That happens for about 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. Sometimes I take a picture and I stare at it and I think, wow, this is so cute. Because it doesn't last, okay? There is like some, the floor is lava bullshit game going on, or literally just, you know, I don't even know. I don't know what they do with all the shit, but that's her job. She's like, mama, I could do this. And she straightens them out. Not exactly how I would, but I do, you know, I do get excited. Like she's making that effort. It's beautiful. So get the kids involved. Get everyone involved in the little tasks around the house, literally taking out the trash, dusting, doing the dishes. I mean, a new rule at our house should be everybody has to pick up 20 things around the house before they go to bed, right? And it is something that is required. You have to do chores to earn electronic game time. You know, if there's a sink full of dishes and you want to play games, yeah, go ahead and do the dishes and then, you know, get back to the games. And yes, if you have teenagers, it's going to be dramatic. It's going to be, you know, you're going to drive them fucking crazy because they're going to be like, oh my God, there's so many dishes. But the truth is the dishes are going to take them 20 minutes and they can stare at a screen for 3 hours straight and not blink an eye. So it's not going to kill them. Not going to kill them. So it makes, you know, the cleaning of the house a lot easier. And then you can spend your time just a little more relaxed and not worrying about every little task. I don't always get to get everything done. And that's okay. Everybody understands. I put those expectations on myself of like the pressure of like, ah. But the truth is, delegate, bitch. Delegate. Clear the clutter. I know I have had this clothes basket at the end of my bed for ages upon ages. And today is the day that I finally moved that bitch. Okay. It made me feel amazing. I just changed all the energy in my bedroom where I'm like excited. Like, you know, every night before bed, I'm like crawling by those clothes and I'm like, I should do something about that. I say that and I never do. So it's just that weight that I should do something about that weighs on me. And every single day I feel that bitch, it's not there now. So I don't have to worry about that. In your home, in your office, there's probably a lot of things that are cluttering your space. And everything has a place, even if that means it goes in the trash. That's it. When you clear the clutter from your space, you find that cleaning, finding things, and just going about your daily life, it's a whole lot simpler and a lot less stressful. This doesn't have to be hard. It's literally just about going back to the basics. I just got rid of kids' toys, like four, five trash bag full of toys that my husband dropped off at our local donation center. Five things of toys. I don't even know. I don't even know how we let it get that out of control, but it made a huge difference. Just keep things simple. My next big task is definitely my multivitamin cabinet. And I'm sure my husband will roll his eyes if he knew that I needed to think about that. Because even when I clean it, it doesn't last long. And I don't know why, because I'm always finding new things. Like I've created this new mushroom blend. I'm, exploring different types of supplements that I can take. And I go down rabbit holes and I'm like, oh my God, this would be amazing. And then this works with this. And then you have to take this if you want to take that. And it just gets out of hand. And it's unnecessary. I literally have a company. If you are looking for an incredible multivitamin pack, I order them for my husband and myself, and they come in this cute little bag, just already pre-packaged, like your entire multivitamin list of the day. The only thing I miss in there is my mushrooms. Okay. That's the truth. And I'm not going to give up the mushroom supplements. I'm just not. I can definitely feel a difference in everything that it's done for me, and not just the microdosing, bitch. Okay. So don't freak out. We're not talking just psilocybin. We're talking cordyceps. We're talking Rhodiola. We're talking lion's mane. We're talking acaragon, chaga, like a ton of mushrooms. And then I have some ashwagandha powder that I thought would be phenomenal to add to my microdosing blend. I do have a very specific microdosing blend, including, it's got the lion's mane. I can't tell you everything because it's my special blend. But I put it in with my psilocybin and it's perfect. It's like a whole other just little vitamin. But I pack my own capsules. So everything I have in my house is all powder. So I have mushroom powders out the ass. I have ashwagandha powders and it doesn't overwhelm me. It stresses out my husband because when he opens that cupboard, I see him like ducking to take cover of like, what the fuck is going to fall out if I grab this now? So it's just those little things of like simplifying your life and then finding out what is necessary to have in here. What is necessary? How can we cut this down? And in a house like mine, you've always got to look for ways to just kind of simplify or improve a situation because there's a lot of us here. And it makes the house seem a lot smaller than it is. One little thing out of place can seem like a lot, and everyone feels that energy. Simplifying is going to help you identify and take away all of that unnecessary stress. And this is what frees up your time and energy so that you can enjoy your days rather than getting through them. So, this is a way to give yourself a chance to live lighter. And it creates the capacity and space to enjoy your life more. We're creators. We're here to choose and collect the things that we like and like to just keep attracting more of the things we like. And something that's really important when you're thinking about simplifying your life is changing that perspective. If you panicked when I said, number one, make a list of everything that you have going on, prioritize it, and cut out anything that you can give up. You'll keep 80% of your list and 20% has to go. If you are really someone who is like, there's no fucking way I can cut out 20% of this, I'm not willing to do that, then you need to change your perspective. And it's a simple shift of maybe not feeling like you have to do the things. You get to do the things. You get to do the things. And I know this is cheesy and it might seem dramatic, but this works for me. Like I'm doing the chores today. And my first thought was like, because I still have kids, they still have school, like we still have things going on. And I put off a whole day of chores to add it to another day of chores. So I'm doing the things and I'm like, man, that was really dumb to not do your shit yesterday. Like you should have just been very strict about the situation and just done it. Whether you had to get up a couple hours earlier or whatever it is, you should have done the thing. I start having this thought and like I start getting anxiety and I start like I get overwhelmed with just these thoughts, right? Of like, I have so much to do. Instead of like, I took a step back and I'm like, all right, look, honest to God, there are a lot of people out there that wish they had a house like mine that they could clean, right? When we dream of having a beautiful home, I guarantee in your dream, you imagine and envision yourself taking care of it. And you love it. Like, we love to take care of nice things. And we also get into that zone of like, we take it for granted. So we're like, fuck it. I found a spot of gratitude today where I'm like, I prayed for this house. I prayed for a home for my family to be able to grow up in. And I really do take pride in taking care of it. I love that moment where it's clean for an entire 5 minutes. Everything just feels better. It's beautiful. It's a whole weight lifted. So I was like, I don't have to do this. And I don't have to do this. There's no fucking chore police that are going to come and be like, bitch, you did not do your dishes. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. Okay. I want to do it. I get to do it. So changing your perspective of like, I get to provide for my family. I have a family to provide for. That's a gift. It'll be a whole lot different if you're driving to work knowing that you are going there to provide for your family versus you're driving to work after, you know, 2 weeks of mourning period because you just buried your family in the ground. Going to work would have a whole different purpose. It'd feel meaningless. You have a purpose in everything that you're doing. So just change your perspective to something that feels good to you. I get to provide for my family. I get to show my family that, you know, you can be a mom and still pursue your dreams. I get to show them that whatever you say you want to do, you could fucking do. Everything I say I want to do, we end up doing. I end up doing. I get to do that. And I'm showing them that no matter what it is, you get to do those things. And it doesn't come at a cost of anything. I'm not giving up time with my family. I see them every day, all day. And I struggle to leave them when it's time to record a podcast because that's how much I love them. I'm not sacrificing anything for this. I'm just changing my perspective. And that's all I want you to do is just stop feeling like you are trying to get through your days. That's it. Be intentional about the steps you're taking. Cut off the excess, slow down from the busyness, and cut out anything that's an unnecessary distraction. That's it. Focus on you. Get into that space of like asking yourself what you truly need. That means your circumstance doesn't change. Your family's still there. So how can you best support yourself in this moment for this point in time? Because this is your life. How could you make the best of it? We overthink the shit. We overthink the stuff. And then we start getting overwhelmed. And then we snowball into a chain of events where we just get stuck. And then we feel stuck. And then we're not just overwhelmed, okay? We're not working at full capacity when it comes to our brains and how we're thinking. So then we're pissed off because we can't react in a timely manner. We can't form a fucking coherent thought. We get even more frustrated. And then we just bury ourselves. And then there's a point of giving up, of just like, fuck it. You just don't care anymore. You're a robot. And then you guys give up and you stop nurturing your soul. And then you feel discord. You don't feel good. You're not in alignment. Your brain and your heart are not in the same space. Come back to what you need and start there. Do the next right thing. What is the next right thing for you? For me, it's going to bed. That is my next right thing. And I'm super excited, bitch. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday. Make sure you have subscribed and share the fuck out of this. And bitch, leave a review. Maybe like create a fake email address. If you don't want me to know your name, that's fine. I don't give a fuck how they get there. I just want a real solid person. It doesn't have to be your name, but I want you to leave a solid review of like, okay, this is meh. It's whatever. Or this is the best fucking podcast ever. And bitch, I think it's the best fucking podcast ever. So argue with me. Give me something to push me to grow, to get uncomfortable, to get outside of my comfort zone. whatever it is. I'm just asking. I've got six of you and I fucking love you. Thank you so much. Six of you that have left a review. But I feel like, come on, man. We are at thousands of listeners and I should have more than six. Okay. I'm worthy of that, bitch. Let's go. Let's go. Make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group and that you're following me on TikTok, which I will be out of jail in like another 10 days. Okay. I'm also in Instagram jail. So I don't know if you've tried to message me there, but I forgot why I'm in. Why am I in Instagram jail? I don't remember. I share more political stuff there. So not so much my business, but in my stories, I get a little saucy. And I'm sure fact checkers were like, nope, you're telling the truth and that's not allowed in this place. So anyway, you know me, just a jailbird. I love you guys. Have a great fucking day. I'll see you tomorrow.